Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, V'kulon Tzrichos Lahamtim Shloish Shechadashim. Any time a woman was previously married to a man, and now, whatever the case is, that marriage was terminated, the husband died, they got divorced, or even stam, a woman was together with another man. So the halacha is that she has to now wait 3 months before she gets married to someone new. She has 3 months of what's called havchana. She has to wait 3 months. And like we spoke out by the Mishnah, the reason for this is because, being that she was already together with another man, so there's a concern that maybe she became pregnant from him. And if we allow her right away to go ahead and marry someone new, and they're together, and then she has a baby, let's say 8 or 9 months later, even 7 months or 7 months later, so you won't know who the father of the child is. So it could create all different problems when it comes to yichus. And therefore, the halacha is that a lady, after having a previous relationship, she needs to have these 3 months of havchana. So that's what Shmuel says. That's not the chiddush yet of Shmuel. This part is obvious. This is a Mishnah. The next part is going to be Shmuel's chiddush. But Shmuel says that all women need to wait these 3 months. V'kulan tzrichos lahamtim shloish chadashim. Says Shmuel, though, that chutz migiyayres u'mishuchreres ketana. There's an exception to the rule, and the exception is a giyayres and a mishuchreres, a gaya who converts and becomes now a Jewess, and a mishuchreres, a shifcha kenanis, who gets freed, and now she also becomes a Jew. So when they're a ketana, so then they do not need to wait these 3 months. Now really, Batim, any ketana shouldn't need to wait the 3 months, because, like we spoke out, the reason for the 3 months of Havchana is because maybe she became pregnant from her previous relationship. However, by a ketana, being that a ketana is unable to give birth, a ketana is unable to become pregnant, so therefore, be'etzem by ketana, there should be no reason to have any sort of avchana. But l'maisa, it's meduk from the lashon of Shmuel that he says that no, it's not that there are certain ketanas that need to have avchana, but a ketana giyores, a ketana mishuchreres, a gaya who becomes a Jew, so then they do not need to wait 3 months. So the Gemara right away is medayik of a ketana bas Yisrael tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim. But it's meduk in the lashon of Shmuel that ketana Bas Yisrael, even though it's not shayach that she's pregnant, afal pikein Chazal made a gzeira. Rashi brings atu a gedayla. We'll see really in the hemshach of the Gemara that even though technically speaking by a katana there should be no reason to have 3 months of havchana, Chazal were concerned that if we allow a katana to get married right away and she doesn't have 3 months of havchana, so then people might think that a gedayla could also wait 3 months. So Chazal were geyser on a katana by a katana of a gyores a mishuchreres. We're already those aren't the standard cases. We're talking about a Gyores or a Mishuchreres, which are not standard cases, so then there's no Gzeira. So says Shmuel that everyone needs to wait 3 months except for a Ketana who's a Gyores and a Mishuchreres. So the Gemara's Medayik, it's clear from Shmuel that a Ketana that's a Bas Yisrael, she would need to wait 3 months. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Ubemai, in what case was Shmuel coming to say that a Ketana Bas Yisrael that she will need to wait 3 months? If we're talking about the case of Mion, where she was previously married to another man, Midurabanan, she didn't have a father, let's say, and her mother or brother married her off, so that she could terminate the marriage by just saying she doesn't want to stay married to him by doing Mion. So if that's the case that Shmuel said it, that a Ketana Bas Yisrael needs to wait 3 months, that doesn't make any sense. If we're talking about Mion, V'ha'amar Shmuel Deloy Bai, the Gemara is going to quote it soon, but Shmuel said that by when it comes to Mion, so Chazal did not make a Gzeira, because that's not something that's going to mix up with a Gedayla. Again, really, Be'etzem, by a Ketana, there's no reason to wait 3 months. Chazal said by a Ketana, at least according to this pshat, to wait 3 months, only out to Gzeira, because if we don't make her wait 3 months, then people might think a Gedayla also doesn't need to wait 3 months. That's only true if the previous relationship ended in a normal way. But if the previous relationship ended through miyun, which is something which doesn't exist by gedayla, so then there's no gzeira. So then there's no gzeira. So then by a katana, she would be allowed to get remarried the next day, right away. So it can't be Shmuel was talking about a case of miyun, because Amar Shmuel deloibay, that in such a case, the katana does not need to wait 3 months. Vi beget, and if Shmuel was talking about when the first relationship ended through a get, that she got divorced, but ha'amar Shmuel chadazimna, the halacha is true, that if she ends the first marriage through divorce with a get, so then the halacha is true, yes, she does need to wait 3 months, but there's no reason for Shmuel to tell me that over here, because Amar Shmuel Chadazimna, Shmuel already taught us that a different time. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel taught us that Mian Abay Eina Tzricha Lahamtin Shleisha Chadashim, if the first marriage ended through Mian, so then the Katana does not need to wait 3 months. Nasan La Get Tzricha Lahamtin Shleisha Chadashim, but if the first marriage ended because the first husband gave her a get, so then she does need to wait 3 months. So it can't be Shmuel was talking about Mian, and it can't be he's talking about Get. So in what case was he saying that the Katana Bas Yisrael needs to wait 3 months? So says the Gemara Ela Biznos, we're talking about a case where the Katana was Mizana with someone. There was no husband, there was no Get, there was no Mian, it was just Stam's Nos. Ugazur Rabban and Katana Misham Gedayla. And Chazal said, that's what Shmuel is teaching us, and Chazal say that there's a gzeira that when a katana is mizana, so now she has to wait 3 months of havchana before she could get married and be with another man. Even though by her really there's no reason to wait 3 months, there's no concern that she's pregnant, there's no chashash that she's pregnant, but still, out to a gedayla, Chazal said that this katana who's mizana, that she needs to wait 3 months. Now ask the Gemara, Umi gazrina katana mishum gedayla? Is that really true that when a katana has nus, so then we tell her that she needs to wait 3 months? Vatnan, but our Mishnah seems to say not like that. Our Mishnah was talking about the case where Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. Reuven married Rachel, Shimon married Leah. And then when it came to the Nesu'in, it was dark outside and there was a whole switcheroo. And by mistake, Reuven ended up with Leah and Shimon ended up with Rachel. And the Mishnah said that after the dust settles, so now they have to separate from their wives for 3 months. The Mishnah then said, "Im hayu ketanais she'enan ruyais li'eled." However, if Rachel and Leah were ketanais, in which case they're not able to have children, so then there's no cheshash that they're pregnant. Mamela machziren ayusan miyad. We allow them right away to be with their husbands. So you see, that's a case of znus. It wasn't on purpose, but lemaisa was a case of znus. And the Mishnah is clear that by a ketana we don't have a gzeira of ketana atu gedayla, and instead, if they're katanis, we allow them right away to go back to their husbands. So how could Shmuel be telling us that by a katana who's mizana that she needs to wait 3 months? L'chayr, the Mishnah is clear not like that. So says the Gemara, Amrav Gidal Amarav, that hayra shah haisa. That really the halacha is that a katana would need to wait 3 months. Really the halacha is that she does need to wait 3 months, because there's the gzeira of a katana to a gedayla. And the fact that in the Mishnah it said that the katanais did not need to separate from their husbands, that was like a special heter. That was an unusual circumstance. It was a special heter. It was hayra asha means it was a special heter that was given in a specific case. So the Gemara says that this lashon of hayra asha sounds like it was like a ma'isa shahaya. It was like a story that actually happened, and the Rav gave like a unusual psak, a very special, very specific psak. So says the Gemara, Michlal de Havai, are you coming to tell me that the case of the Mishnah actually happened? The Mishnah is just telling us an interesting case that could theoretically happen. You're making it sound like it was like a ma'isa shahaya. Whoever said that the case of the Mishnah actually happened? So says the Gemara, in a chanami, Ela kehayra ashahaisa. The Gemara didn't mean to say, Rav Gidol Amar Rav didn't mean to say that it was an actual story and it was Hayra Asha. He just meant that it was like a special circumstance, so it was like a Hayra Asha. The case that the Mishnah was describing was an unusual circumstance. The Gemara explains, because Chilaf Leishchiach, it's not so common that people mix up their spouse and do Nisuin with the wrong woman. That's not exactly the thing that happens on the average Tuesday or Wednesday night. And therefore, because it's unusual, so therefore there was no reason to make a Gzeira. Chazal only make a Gzeira is when something at least is is more common. But a milsa delay shchiach like gazu barabanan, and therefore, since it's a milsa delay shchiach, so therefore Chazal didn't make a gzeira in the case of the Mishnah. But ordinarily speaking, if a katan is mizana, so then she will have to wait 3 months. Just the case of the Mishnah was this special case; it was an unusual case, and mamela Chazal were not gzeir. Which, as an aside, Rashi explains on the top of Lamed Hayim and Aleph that that's also why by gyores and the mishuchreres Chazal did not make a gzeira, because it's not so common that you have a mishuchreres or a gyores that's a katana, and mamela Chazal didn't make a gzeira by a katana atu gedayla in the case of gyores and mishuchreres. That's what Rashi explains. The gzeira was only. And the gezeir was only in a case of a ketana bas Yisrael. So then Chazal made a gezeira when she's mezana atu a gedayla who's mezana. But so that's what Shmuel was coming to teach us. That's all the Lishna Kama of Shmuel. Says the Gemara now that Lishna Achrina, we have a different version of what Shmuel said, that Amrila Amar Shmuel, that they said in the name of Shmuel, that Lishna Achrina Amrila, they said a different version, that Amar Shmuel said that Kulan Sricha Islahamten, again, starts off the same way, everybody needs to wait Shleisha Chadashim, everybody needs to wait these 3 months of Havchana, Chutz Migiyayres Umishuchreres Gedayla. So except for a Giyayres and a Meshuchreres when they're a Gedayla. A Giyayres and a Meshuchreres Gedayla does not need to wait 3 months. Even a Gedayla. The Gemara will explain the reason for that shortly. But said Shmuel that a Giyayres and a Meshuchreres Gedayla does not need to wait 3 months. So that implies that a Gedayla, who's a Bas Yisrael, will need to wait 3 months, which L'chayr is obvious, but it's mashma also that a Gedayla Bas Yisrael needs to wait 3 months, but a Ketana Bas Yisrael does not. A Ketana Bas Yisrael does not need to wait 3 months. Not like the first Lashon of Shmuel, which was Mashma, that a Ketana Bas Yisrael needs to wait 3 months. This Lashon of Shmuel is Mashma, that a Ketana Bas Yisrael does not need to wait 3 months. The Chiddush was that a Gedayla Meshuchreres and a Giyayres needs to wait 3 months, because a Bas Yisrael Gedayla needs to wait, that they do not need to wait 3 months, because a Gedayla Bas Yisrael does need to. But it's Mashma that across the board, a katana never needs to wait 3 months. So says the Gemara, katana bas Yisrael ain't it tzricha lahamtin shleisha chadashim. It's mashma from Shmuel that a katana bas Yisrael would not need to wait 3 months. But my, what case was Shmuel talking about? In which case does the katana bas Yisrael not need to wait 3 months? Even Mian, if he's talking about a case of Mian that she does not need to wait 3 months, it's true. But ha'amra Shmuel chadazimna. Shmuel already taught us that before. And he began, and if he was coming to teach us that in the case of a get, a katana bas Yisrael does not need to wait 3 months, but that's not even true. Hakamar Shmuel Debai. Shmuel taught us, and in such a case, she does need to wait 3 months. This is a gezeira of a katana to a gedayla. People might mix it up. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel taught us that Mia Nabai ain't a tzricha lahamtin shleisha chadashim. Nasanla get tzricha lahamtin shleisha chadashim. That if they do Mian, so then there's no need to wait 3 months. There's no gzeira because Mian is not shayach by gedayla. But if she receives a get, if that's how her marriage with her first husband terminated, so then she does need to wait 3 months. So which case was Shmuel talking about when he said, when he implied that a katana bas Yisrael does not need to wait 3 months? So says the Gemara Ela Biznas, it must be he was talking about the case of Znas, and not like the first Lashon, where he was saying that by Znas she does need to wait 3 months. Here, according to this Lashon, so then Shmuel is saying that by a case of Znas, the Katana does not need to wait 3 months. Now why not? Why don't we make a Gzeira of Katana Atu Gedela? Says the Gemara, because Znas by Katana Leishchiach, because Znas by Katana is not common, and again it's a Milsot Leishchiach, so therefore like Gazuba Rabbanon, Chazal did not make a gzeira by znus of a katana. But ask the Gemara now on this second lashon of Shmuel, that Shmuel said that Chazal also did not make a gzeira when it comes to a gedayla, a giyayres and a meshuchreres gedayla. And the question for that is that why not? Giyayres and meshuchreres the shricha buznus ligzer. When it comes to a giyayres and a meshuchreres, they're gedaylim, so they're able to have children. It's shchichu buznus because they were gayim, so it's shchiach by a guy's nus. And if so, so ligzer, so Chazal should have made a gzeira that they should need to wait 3 months. What's the reason for this halacha that when a lady is megayir or by a shivcha that's meshuchreres, what's the reason that they don't need to wait 3 months? So chayra we should require 3 months in order to know if this child was conceived when the woman woman was Jewish or when she was still a Gaya. So we should need to wait 3 months. So why doesn't she need to wait 3 months? Why is it that Shmuel said that even by a Gedayla, a Gyaris and a Meshuchreris Gedayla, that they don't need to wait 3 months? So says the Gemara, who the Amar Rabbi Yaisi, that Shmuel is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yaisi, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, Hagiyayres Vashvuya Vashivcha, when it comes to these three categories of people, a lady who converts, a Shvuya, a captive who's then redeemed, Vashivcha, or a Shivcha Kananis who's freed, Sheniftu Vashinizgairu Vashinishtachru, Sheniftu going on Shvuya, Shinizgairu is the Giyayres, Vashinishtachru is going on the Shivcha. In all of these cases, in these three categories of people, so Tzricha Islahamtim Shayshachadashim Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that before they get married afterwards, they need to wait 3 months, 3 months of Havcha. By all of them, there's a chashash that maybe they're pregnant. However, Rabbi Yosi matter the aris linasim miyad. Rabbi Yosi allows them to get married and even to the nesuin right away. Rabbi Yosi is not concerned that they're pregnant. Well, I'll see soon why. Amar Rabba, Rabba explained that my time with Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosi? Why does he allow them to get married right away? What about Havchana? Don't we need to be concerned that maybe they're pregnant? So says the Gemara. No, Kesava. Rabbi Yosi holds that Isha Mizana, when a woman is Mizana, so Mishamesh is b'maych, she does it with some sort of form of birth control with a maych, kedei shalaitis aber, in order to ensure that she does not become pregnant. And therefore, by all these people, there's no concern that they're pregnant. However, Amar Le Abaye says back, that Bishlam Giyayres, I understand a Giyayres, that she'll purposely be Mishameshes B'maych, because Kaven the Daita Ligure, Menachra, Nafshuk, De Lahavchim, Bezerish, and Nizra, Begdusha, Bezerish, and Nizra, Shalai, Begdusha. When it comes to a Giyayres, Kaven the Daita Ligure, since her mindset is that she knows about herself, that she's planning on converting, Mamela, she'll be Mishameshes B'maych, because she'll be Menachra, Nafshuk, she'll try to protect herself, and make sure that she's not pregnant while she's still before the actual conversion. In order to be able to differentiate and to know whether this child was conceived when she was still a Gaya or after she became a Jew. And a Shvuya v'Shivchanami, generally speaking, when it comes to a captive lady, when it comes to a Shivcha Kenanis, so also I get it, normally they'll be Mishameshes B'maych. Why? They don't know that they're becoming Jewish. No, they do sometimes. The Shami Mimarayu, they hear from their masters, they hear rumors, they're listening to the radio, they hear they're about to go free. And therefore, Mamelo Minatri Nashayo, they'll protect themselves and they'll make sure to be Mishameshes B'maych in order to not have a problem with knowing who the child with Havchana. But not every case of Shivcha could you say that. There are some cases of Shivcha where her freedom is spontaneous. For example, a Shivcha that goes out with Shein Va'ayin, really any of the Rashi Evarim. But a Shivcha that goes out with Shein Va'ayin, she gets her tooth knocked out or her eye poked out, so the halacha is that she goes free, so that's something that's spontaneous. She didn't know that she was going to be freed, so why would she have been Mishameshes B'maych? She didn't know that she was going to become freed and become a Jew, so why would it make a difference to her to become pregnant and have a child? So but most cases, yeah, in a Chanami, this teretz could work out. Rabbi Yosi could say that right after they become freed, right after they convert, so they could get married right away, there's no chashash that they're pregnant, because generally speaking, they'll protect themselves. However, there are cases, especially by a Shivcha, where it's spontaneous, and she didn't know that she was going to become free. And if so, l'chayri, she was not Mishameshes B'maych. And if so, how do we allow her to then get married right away? So says the Gemara, V'chi tema that called the Mamela Maida Rabbi Yosi. Maybe you'll say that ain't a chanami. When Rabbi Yosi said that we allow them to get married right away, he meant generally speaking, we allow them to get married right away. But called the Mamela, anything that happens spontaneously like this, of Shein V'ayin, so then Maida Rabbi Yosi will agree that then she needs to wait 3 months. But says the Gemara, it's not true. I'll prove it to you that when Rabbi Yosi said that they do not need to wait 3 months, he meant it in all cases, even in spontaneous cases. But now we learned that anusa umafuta tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If a lady is nenas or it's even sparatzon, she's convinced into it. So the halacha is that she needs to wait 3 months now before she gets married. Now that's for sure. And Rabbi Yosi matel the aris linasim miyad, and Rabbi Yosi allows her to get married right away. This lady was not expecting to be nenas, right? She wasn't expecting for a man to be mefata her, and still Rabbi Yosi says that she's allowed to get married right away. So you see that when Rabbi Yossi said that a lady does not need to wait 3 months, he meant it even in these types of cases where it's spontaneous, where it's unexpected. And the question is why? You can't tell me it's because they knew that they were going to be Jewish soon, they knew they were going to be with another man soon, and therefore they protect themselves. It's not true. Even in cases where they didn't know, even in cases where the thing happened spontaneously, you see that Rabbi Yossi allows them to get married right away. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi? So El Amar Abaye, Abaye explained that Isha Mizana Misapeches, that an Isha who goes through a Maiseh Nus, whether she's a Goya, whether a Shivcha, a Shvuya, a Nusa, a Mufuta, whatever the case is, any sort of Maiseh Nus that happens to a lady, so she's Misapeches, she turns herself over to make sure all the Zera comes out, Shalai Tisaber, to make sure that she does not become pregnant. And since a lady who has a Maiseh Nus will always do that, Mamela Rabbi Yossi held that in all these types of cases, there's no need to wait 3 months. Whereas Ve'idach, Rabbi Yehuda, who argued, he held that Chashin and Shemulay Nisapcha Yafa Yafa. He's not arguing on the Metzias. He also agrees that a lady will be Misapeches, but he's concerned that maybe she didn't do a great job, and maybe she still does have some Zera inside, and maybe she still is pregnant. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that she still needs to wait 3 months, whereas Rabbi Yossi wasn't Chashish for that. Al Kopanim L'Nyanenu, the reason why we mentioned the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi was to explain Shmuel in the Lishna Basra, in the Lishna Achrina. In the second version of Shmuel, where Shmuel said that a Gyores and a Meshuchreres Gedayla does not need to wait 3 months. We asked, why wouldn't she need to wait 3 months if she's a Gedayla? And so it's Shriach, and it's Shriach that she'll have a Maiseh Nus, so why doesn't she need to wait 3 months? The answer is because if she was Mizaneh, so she would shortly watch for herself and either be Mishameshes B'maych or be Misapeches, and Mamela the Rabbi Yossi held that there is no concern that she's pregnant, and Shmuel was going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, which is how he was able to say that a Gyores and the Meshuchreres Gedayla does not need to wait 3 months. Now going back to the Mishnah said that in this case where Reuven and Shimon by mistake did nisuin with the wrong ladies, Reuven was with Leah and Shimon was with Rachel, so the Mishnah says that imhayu kehanois, that if Rachel and Leah were kehanois, so then they become pasul l'truma. They become pasul l'truma if they're kehanais, if sounds like it means that if their parents, meaning their fathers are kehanim, so they're kehanais. So now they become pasul from truma. And so the question is that, now obviously they're married to a kohen, otherwise there's definitely no way that they're eating truma. The only way they could possibly be eating truma is if they're married to kohanim as well. So the Gemara wants to know that kohanim in Yisrael is lai. Only if they're kohanim that are married to kohanim, then they become pasul. But if they're Yisraelis married to kohanim, then they do not become pasul to truma. If they're Yisraelis, if these people, if the women are Yisraelis, and they're married to Kehanim, the halacha is that from this whole mix-up, they become asur to their husbands. Because Eishas Kayin Shenensa, even if an Aines happens, when it happens to an Eishas Kayin, the wife of a Kayin, the halacha is that she becomes asur lebaila, she's asur to her husband. So this has nothing to do with the women being Kehanis or not Kehanis. Who cares if they're Kehanis? Who cares if they're not Kehanis? Either way, they're going to become pasul l'truma because they're going to become asur to their husbands, even if they're not Kehanis. So why does the Mishnah say that if they're Kehanis, then they become pasul l'truma? So says the Gemara, Ema imhayu neshe kehanim. Ena chanami, that's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah didn't mean if they're kehanis. It meant to say if Reuven and Shimon are kehanim. If these women are the wives of kehanim, so then they're going to become pasul l'truma, because then they become also to their husbands. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't really work either, because neshe kehanim in neshe Yisraelim lai. It's only true that they become pasul l'truma if they're the wives of kehanim, but if they're the wives of the Yisraelim, if they're wives of Yisraelim, if let's say Rachel and Leah are wives of Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon are Yisraelim, so then Rachel and Leah, from this mix-up, they do not become pasul l'truma? Meaning, what would happen if Reuven and Shimon later on die, and Rachel and Leah go on and marry kehanim? Would they be allowed to eat truma? It sounds like from the Mishnah, the way you're reading it, that yeah, it's only if they're the wives of Yisraelim. It's only if they're the wives of Kehanim, so that's when they become pasul l'truma. But if they're the wives of Yisraelim, so they'll remain kasher l'truma. If their husband's dying, they marry Kehanim, they'll be kasher l'truma. But it's not true. V'amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said that Ha Milsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes taught us the following thing. V'anharinu Le'enin Mimas Nisen, and he enlightened our eyes eyes, v'hayir einenu, and he showed it to us, and it's really mefirsh in the Mishnah, that the halacha is eishes Yisrael shenensa, if a eishes Yisrael, if an eines happens to her, she's with another man, af al pishim utaris labayla, by an eishes Yisrael, the halacha is, by a case of eines, she's gonna remain mutter to her husband, but even though she's mutter to her husband, psula l'kuhuna, she becomes pasul to kuhuna, she becomes pasul for sure to truma. So how could the Mishnah say that if they're the Neshei Kehanim, so then they become Pasul Truma? And if they're the Neshei Yisraelim, then they do not become Pasul Truma, even if they're Neshei Yisraelim. Granted, they're mutter to their husbands, but they're still going to be Pasul Truma. They're going to be Pasul Kuhuna. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Hachika Amar. What the Mishnah means to say is like this. We're talking about the ladies, like we originally thought. Em hayu kehanais nesuais li Yisrael nifslu minat truma debay neshayu. But we're not talking about that they're kehanais married to kehanim. If they're married to kehanim, then it doesn't matter what they are. Even if they're Yisraelim, they're going to become pasul truma from this. Here we're talking about their kehanais that are married to Yisraelim. If their kehanais married to Yisraelim, then they're never eating truma anyways. They can't eat truma if they're married to a Yisrael. The answer is that they could. If their husbands die, the halacha is if a kehanes is married to a Yisrael, so while she's married, she's not allowed to eat truma. But if her husband dies, v'zera einla, and she doesn't have any children or grandchildren, so then the halacha is that she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma. Kamashmul in the Mishnah, then no. If they're in this story, if they're kehanes that are married to Yisraelim, so if their husbands would then die, or if they would get divorced, and now the ladies go back to their father's household, so nifsul minat truma debay neshayu, they're going to become pasul from the truma of their father's household. They're not going to be allowed to eat truma since this maisa happened to them and they're kehanais, so they're going to become pasul of truma. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Hadron alav arba achen. Bez Hashem, next week we'll begin the following parak, the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamos.